Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, and I'm currently running this success series called Success Is. Today's day 9 of the series, and I'm going to be talking about discipline. If you haven't listened to day 1 to day 8, I ask that you go back and listen. Today we're going to be talking about discipline. Now, as a purpose and productivity coach, I've spent years sharing my process with others and just helping them become more productive in their day-to-day lives. No matter what it is that I teach and share, the one thing that I cannot do for others is to live in their homes and to help them with discipline. That's the one part that is out of my hands as a coach. Now, when you look at high-performing people or wealthy people, the one thing that shows up is their consistent level of discipline. It's not their ideas or their intelligence or their ability to network. Those things are important, but discipline is what brings it all together. Success tends to look like an overnight event. So a lot of times we say, oh, he started his YouTube channel and he blew overnight. His content went viral. He blew overnight. Yes, his content went viral, but did you see that he's been creating YouTube videos consistently for 5 years? Yes, her podcast got acquired by Spotify, but she's been showing up every week for years, okay? Their startup received investment. They didn't spend all their time scrolling through Instagram. They enjoyed engaging online, but they were also disciplined enough to invest their time wisely. So you see, when people complain about social media being a distraction, I don't really think that it's about social media. I think it's about how you're prioritizing what is important to you and how you're assigning time to those things. Discipline is not a character trait. It is not a gift that is given to you. So it makes no sense to say to yourself, oh, I'm just not a disciplined type person. Discipline is a skill and you can learn it. The more you use it, the stronger it gets and the better you can actually start to accomplish your set goals. Contrary to what people may think, there are times where I don't feel like going to the gym. There are times where I don't feel like showing up. I just don't feel like it. But it is when I don't feel like it that I usually push myself to show up. Okay, because I say to myself, okay, well, you can beat that resistance. And by showing up, even if it's for only 10 minutes, I've basically reinforced to my brain that, oh, our health is a priority. So even if I can't go to the gym, I make sure that at home, I go and take a 30-minute walk, right? I do some exercise in my bedroom. Whatever it is that will just remind me and remind my brain that we're on this journey is important. You see, discipline is a form of self-mastery and self-control. It requires giving up short-term satisfaction to achieve long-term greatness. It's hard. But that's why not everyone succeeds at what they set out to. If it was easy, we'll all do it. But it is not easy, right? I wish you could just push a button and your whole book would be written. Okay, well, in this day and age, that would be called hiring a ghostwriter. But you get my drift, right? Some things are outsourceable, but not everything is outsourceable. Okay, so you have to exercise your discipline muscle. Understand that you have the power to change and to shape your life. Develop clear priorities. Okay, so what's important to you? Set realistic goals, set tasks, set clear and specific timelines for what it is that you need to complete and when it is that you need to complete those tasks. Another thing that helps is to share your goals publicly for accountability. This is something that I do. So for instance, I'll be like, hey guys, you know, I'm doing a 15-day podcast. Now I have to do it because in the end, I'm saying to myself, well, integrity, right? I want to make sure that I'm accountable for what it is that I say. And the truth is you will be thankful that you built your discipline muscle if you just take all of this into account. Okay, I also have a podcast episode on how to navigate to-do lists. That might be helpful to you, so you should definitely go back and search for it on the podcast and listen to it as well. I hope that it helps you. I love you, and I will catch you tomorrow.